Com.
1, 2, 3, 4. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. Kick it off with Marty. Hi, Marty.
My dad has congestive heart failure, and he went to the doctor, and they said the electrolytes went low and everything. He started retaining water. He gained 20 pounds in water weight. After leaving the hospital, he's lost 10 pounds of that. But since he's left the hospital, he's had shortness of breath, and today it seems a lot worse. He went to the doctor, and the doctor gave him some medicine, and I'm not very confident with his doctor right now. But he sent him back home. I'm just calling to ask, what should I do? Should I send him to that? Should I get him, convince him to go to the hospital again? Or, what do you do in this case?
Well, congestive heart failure, definitely not one you want to play around with at all. So I think a good move is, I would just get another opinion. I mean, even if you got to go, I don't know if I'd go to the, take him to the hospital, but maybe to another physician. It depends on how serious it seems. You know, not being there with him, you know, it's a tough call. But having, you know, it's always better to err on the safe side. So if you feel like you need to go to the hospital, that's what I would do. But congestive heart failure, you know, again, with everything the doctors are doing with him and the game plan that you have in place, one thing to make sure always, I think, is to make sure that, you know, he's getting the right kind of eating plan, hands down. You know, and again, if he goes to the hospital and they put him on a certain plan, like they're going to talk about salt and sodium, and that's fine. But just make sure he's getting good whole foods. He's getting plenty of healthy fats. He's getting plenty of lean quality proteins. He's getting low glycemic carbohydrates, keeping the inflammation low throughout the body. Congestive heart failure, obviously not something you want to play around with at all. You've got to be very, very careful. But if you have a good game plan going and you have a good team of physicians to walk with you through the process, it can be very helpful. And I, you know, again, with CHF, you don't, for me, I like erring on the safe side. So for me to start telling you, oh yeah, this is great, I would stick with the basics until you know what the medical team is going to do. That's the key. You don't want to really, I would go double check whether, again, was another primary care cardiologist, rather, or if you end up going to the hospital. But definitely something needs to be done. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give me a call right now or go online. Go to teamlifestyle.com. Sugary drinks, they're saying, are associated with cancer in women. So we know that they contribute to obesity and diabetes, like, you know, even fruit juices, sodas. But now there's a new study that's saying that it might increase your risk, ladies, for endometrial cancer. A new study published in the Journal of Cancer Epidemiology, the biomarkers and prevention found that women who drank large amounts of sugar-sweetened beverages had up to about 80% higher risk of endometrial cancer. Pretty scary. Findings that experts say just adds to the growing evidence about the dangers of these drinks. Researchers from the University of Minnesota looked at an Iowa women's health study, and over a 12-month period, they found that the more sugary drinks the participants drank, the more frequent drinkers of about 60 servings of week of sodas. It's a lot. Lemonade, fruit punch, and other sugary drinks. They said other studies have shown increasing consumption of the sugared beverages has paralleled the increase in obesity. And I agree with that. I mean, from an obesity perspective, you eat or you drink sugary drinks, it's going to load up your body. It's going to throw insulin levels all over the place. And it's going to increase estrogen. Okay, you know what happens when you increase estrogen in females? It's just not a good thing. So it's unclear why it's the case. Steven Zodkoy, he is a chiropractic physician and a nutrition specialist with the American Clinical Board of Nutrition, said it may be because sugar-sweetened beverages contain large amounts of sugar, as much as 16 teaspoons in a 20-ounce bottle, and people are consuming too much of the sugar. Cancer loves sugar, and cancer loves nutrients. Tumors require tons of energy to create cancer cells, Dr. Zodkoy said. And because they divide so much faster than normal cells, soda contains so much sugar that if you have cancer cells and you drink soda, you're going to be feeding that cancer and helping it get stronger. So it's not likely that sugary drinks cause the cancer seen in the study, Dr. Zodkoy said. He said, but instead the drinks are likely to be exacerbated by something that was already there. So the women probably already have an underlying risk for endometrial cancer, he said, and the soda consumption just causes the cancer to grow out of control. In addition, people who frequently drink soda often have other unhealthy habits. The sugar-sweetened beverage drinking often coexists with other unhealthy lifestyle factors, including smoking and drinking. So they all kind of go hand in hand. But the excessive eating of the processed foods along with the sugary drinks can just add to the obesity epidemic that we're already seeing. Zodkoy says, Dr. Zodkoy, that is, soda consumption has been linked to several other cancers, including pancreatic and breast. And those cells are constantly changing, and they change rapidly. So it's not like a liver cell that's fairly stable. Endometrial cells change every 30 days. So if there's a flaw that allows cancer to grow, you're going to see it. And the soda is going to feed it. So if you're a big soda drinker and you're a female, well, if you're guys anyway, don't forget, sugar feeds cancer is the theory. Okay? And so soda is probably not the best to be putting inside your body, that's for sure. So be cautious with that if that's some of your normal dietary intake. I mean, sodas are just definitely not the best. Plus, the phosphoric acid is really tough on the enamel, on your teeth. It's just not worth it. And the coloring, now they've done studies with the coloring, and they're stating that the coloring can, you know, the cola coloring has got components in it that potentially are cancer-causing. So a lot of reasons not to. A lot of reasons to really to be cautious about what you're putting inside your body. And if you stick to a overall game plan and you really get in and minimize the processed foods, maybe 10% of your diet, you kind of eat whatever you want. 90% of the time you get good lean quality proteins, plenty of fruits and vegetables, and your healthy fats, you get about at least 30% of your diet in healthy fats, which nobody does. You start doing that, you'll start seeing a massive improvement in your health. And remember, our health is our greatest wealth. It's one of the greatest gifts that we have, so we got to take care of it. And what we do with our health is our gift of giving back to our friends, our family members, our coworkers, and our loved ones, those that need us to be healthy. Right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Lines are open now, 888-283-7272, or visit America's Lifestyle Coach online at teamlifestyle.com.
Mm-hmm.
Show. Your show, it's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, whatever it is, that the body can get sick, it can also get well. That's the key. Don't forget that. You can make changes. All about the choices that you make every single day. That's the key. Dana, you're next with us. How can I help?
Hello. I have a 13-year-old daughter who is actually a triplet. She started her monthly cycle and almost went out after 12 days of excessive heavy bleeding. We had her blood work done after she had passed out, and she was not only obviously anemic but had a low platelet count. After seeing a hematologist for several months now, and she did not get another period just until recently, the hematologist doesn't seem to find any correlation between her actual heavy bleeding and her platelet count being low. Her platelets did not recover to a normal level. They fluctuate somewhere between the 70 and 90 range, which I guess most people are usually over 100. So we're actually looking at hormone levels to see if that's causing the bleeding. We just wanted to get your opinion on it.
Go in and I would check certain areas. I would look at, well, a couple. I would look at ferritin, and these are basic blood tests that you can get done. But I would look at ferritin levels. It's kind of the storage tank for iron. Believe it or not, if it hasn't been looked at, hasn't been addressed, you want to make sure it is addressed at some level. So ferritin levels, also basic iron test. As far as the platelets go, vitamin K2 is, which you get from a lot of the dark leafy greens, that's one of the best ones to help support your platelet counts. And it can be very, very helpful. So you might want to look at that, talk to your doctor about vitamin K2. Dark leafy greens, spinach, kale, arugula, those are all fantastic options. If you're really low and she's doing a lot of bleeding, you definitely want to look at all those variables. Because at the end of the day, it comes down to nutrition, period. Now, sometimes areas may have gone too far, and you've got to have medical intervention. But so much of what we deal with, like with what you're talking about, has to do with nutrition. And building the body's nutritional levels is where you want to start. That's the key. But yeah, I would look at ferritin levels, because it's kind of that little nugget, that little secret, that if it's not looked at and not evaluated properly, then it can be a little bit of a challenge. And you definitely want to make sure that's getting taken care of, always, always, always. 888-283-7272. You can check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. And if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, you can check out the website, find someone in your area. Our team members will help you during the day, find someone that can get you the help that you need. Go to the next level with your health and your life. Link to car ride and play rides. That would be me. Can pose the risk of blood clots. Yeah, I know. So if you sit a lot coming up with the holiday season, or if you're riding in planes or driving 8 hours, whatever, to see grandma or the in-laws or the outlaws, whatever you're doing, just realize that there's what's called DVT, deep vein thrombosis. It's potentially deadly blood clots in the deep veins of the lower legs and thighs. And sitting for long periods of time can cramp spaces, can limit the circulation in the legs, and can result in the formation of blood clots. These clots can travel through the bloodstream and lodge in the lungs, brain, heart, and other areas. It can lead to severe damage, which you got to be really careful with, the organs, and possibly death. However, it's easy to prevent these deep vein thromboses. And if you plan to travel overseas or across the country, make sure that you get up and walk around at least every 2 hours. So stop, go to the gas station, whatever you have to do, and walk every 2 hours. Try not to sleep more than 4 hours at a time. Dr. Alan Lumsden, he's the chief of cardiovascular surgery at Houston Methodist Hospital at their vascular center. He said drink plenty of water or juices, and wear loose-fitting clothing, eat light meals, and limit alcohol consumption, he added. And elderly people and those with circulation problems should wear compression stockings to help prevent clots from forming in the deep veins. Now, if you can't get up and move around every couple of hours, you can do the following exercises while sitting down. You can extend both legs and move both feet back and forth in a circular motion. Kind of get those feet pumping, as we would say. Move the knee to the chest and hold the stretch for about 15 seconds. Put both feet on the floor. Point them upward. Also, put both feet flat and lift both heels as high as possible. And if you're pregnant and have a history of heart disease, cancer, or blood clots, you should always consult your doctor before going on a long trip, Lumsden advised. So about 2 million Americans develop deep vein thrombosis every year, and about 200,000 die. That's a lot. So it's a serious issue. It's one that you definitely want to be cautious with. The symptoms can include pain and tenderness, swelling, redness, and increased warmth in one leg. And in some cases, a physician might suggest that a patient go on blood thinners or simply take an aspirin before taking a long trip to avoid the deep vein thrombosis. Well, another trick is using vitamin E. Remember, vitamin E is a blood thinner. And so if you're going to be taking long trips and whatnot, vitamin E can be quite helpful in thinning the blood. But again, if you're taking certain medications, then you got to be really, really careful with vitamin E. So if you're taking Coumadin or Warfarin, you don't want to be taking vitamin E. So make sure if you're going to get in the whole vitamin E world that you talk to the doctor and check in first and make sure that's copacetic with everybody. 888-283-7272. Give me a call right now. Go to the website, teamlifestyle.com. If you want to send me a question and want me to answer it in private, we can do that. Just click on the Ask a Question button there at the website, teamlifestyle.com, and we can answer in private, whatever you prefer. Right back with more Healthy Talk Radio to empower your health and your life. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. Now, allergies are a big issue that we struggle with, and I think so many people deal with it on a regular basis, whether it's in season, out of season. And we're going to go to the phone now and talk with Leon and get into this a little bit. Hi, Leon.
I've got a, well, used to when I was young, I hauled in hay, and I drive a semi flatbed. Well, I got out in Kansas and hauled some prairie hay, and I've eaten beef my whole life. Well, here, after I hauled that hay, I have become allergic to beef and break out bad whelps. Breathing starts bothering me. My chest starts bothering me, and I have to eat sometimes two, sometimes four Benadryls to get stopped. And it don't happen all the time.
Well, it may not happen all the time, but the reality is that, you know, The allergic response that you're dealing with, that you're dealing with, is the best way to put it. But yeah, the allergies have to do with histamine. Okay, and histamine, when you're out baling the hay and all that, and you're getting all the itchy eyes and the hay fever and all, that's just the body's way of having the reaction. See, but really the underlying root of it, if you really step back and look at it, if you look at your regular eating habits on a typical day-to-day basis over, you know, month after month after month, you'll find that probably a lot of the foods that you're eating on a regular basis are creating a low-grade allergic reaction at some level. And then you throw in some major allergens for you, like hay or beef or milk products or grains in general, and you start eating these foods on a regular basis, then you start getting a host of issues and a host of challenges, and that's probably a lot of why you're feeling the way that you do. So if you cut back and you step back and you start really clearing out a lot of the food allergies that what the body deals with. So what I mean by that is you cut the foods out of your diet for about 8 weeks. That typically is about how long it takes for things to clear out of your system, not just like two. That's just not enough. So if you clear things out for about 8 weeks, then you'll begin to start finding how well your body responds to that. And then you can start adding foods back in. Like, for example, you can start adding in cheese. See how your body responds. Add in for about a week. Or you can add in, I don't know, carrots or yogurt or bread or whatever you want. And you can start adding these foods back in and then see when you start feeling a reaction as you add these foods. It's food combining and food elimination. Pretty classic. But you can literally start figuring out what your body's allergic to, what it's not, and the body will respond. I mean, literally, you can figure that out pretty quickly. And what happens is the histamine reaction, the allergic reaction that you start having, you can start really kind of dissecting that and figuring out what's really causing it. Then you can probably get a doctor or a nutritionist or someone to work with you to construct a plan, a good lifestyle plan, of the right kind of foods that are good for you, the ones that create low amounts of inflammation. I mean, it's amazing what food can do. When you eat certain foods like these, they create more histamine in what's called mast cells. These are the little basophils in the body. And when you cut down that process, it's just amazing what can happen. I suffered with allergies for years when I was a kid. Took allergy shots. I did all that. And nowadays, just what I've learned throughout the years and learned how to eat and learned how to really have the right kind of lifestyle, then I don't deal with that anymore. I mean, it's amazing. Compared to what I used to deal with, it's just absolutely amazing. So, having the foods that you need in the right combinations, in the right way, can make all the difference in the world. 888-283-7272. Give me a call. Or go online, go to teamlifestyle.com. There on the website, of course, you can find our lifestyle providers. This is people in your area, providers in your area, that believe the same way we do and, of course, preach and teach all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care. Powerful. Charlie, we're going to you next on the phones, my friend. How can I help?
Yeah, my problem is sleep apnea, and I was wondering if you could help me with it.
Yeah, apnea is not a lot of fun because, I mean, not only are you not staying rested because you're not, but if they find apnea, they want to put you on the CPAP machine, which the mask and all that is just so cumbersome and uncomfortable to be sleeping with. It's a challenge, to say the least. So there's a couple of factors that really help us with sleep apnea that you want to look at. One is losing weight. So getting your body down to your fighting weight, as I call it, getting it down to that level where it needs to be, that's the first key. That's where you want to go first. So you get that down to the right level, and things can start happening from there. Then the other one is making sure that your iron levels are okay and your vitamin B12 levels are good. So getting those two in combination make a big difference. And then making sure you have also enough storage capacity for iron, per se. Because storage capacity is everything. And if you're not getting enough oxygen into the cells, sometimes through B12 and iron, sometimes that can be an issue when it comes down to it. So again, a couple of things to think about. But yeah, it's definitely not exciting, to say the least, the way you feel. 888-283-7272. Give me a call right now or go online. Go to teamlifestyle.com. Food for the hour, one of my favorites, have some in my water right now, is lime. Lime is amazing. It's a sweeter cousin of the lemon. It's got a distinctive flavor. It's reminiscent of the Caribbean. And if you've ever wondered why a person, especially a sailor from Britain, used to be called a limey, in 1493, the passion of this fruit began to spread, and British explorers dominated the world trade routes with their steady supply of limes from the West Indies. And when many ships fell to scurvy, which is a disease caused by a deficiency in vitamin C, the British survived because of their constant supply of this citrus fruit, of the lime. So here's some other amazing feats that these green superheroes can perform for you. They're really good for women's health, and of course, they're loaded with calcium and folate, which are two nutrients that are very, very important for postmenopausal women and women of childbearing age. One fresh lime has about 22 milligrams of calcium and over 5 micrograms of folate. They're pretty amazing. And the peels can combat aging skin. So the peels of citrus fruits contain an inhibitor of melanin production. With age and UV ray exposure, melanin, which gives skin its pigment, can build up and deposit itself as spots on your skin. So if you see those little age spots, that's melanin binding up. So you can treat skin with a mask and put bits of lime peel in it, and it can reduce hyperpigmentation. Pretty cool. The other one, limes are anti-carcinogenic. Yes, that's the cancer word. So the limonoid compounds in limes have been shown to prevent cancers of the colon, stomach, and blood. And though the exact mechanism is unknown, scientists have observed that antioxidant limonoids also cause cancer cell death. And the limes themselves stay active longer in your bloodstream, mopping more free radicals than green tea or dark chocolate. Phenomenal as far as anti-cancer. Lime juice can also help prevent the formation of kidney stones, which, fresh or from concentrate, either one, the lime juice contains more citric acid and more than orange or grapefruit juice. So it's loaded. So if you're going to do something like seltzer water or whatever, always throw some lime in there. You can put a little stevia with it. Man, it tastes just like Sprite or 7-Up. It's pretty good. So limes can lower cholesterol too. That's one of the newer theories. The primary flavonoid found in limes, called hesperidin, has been shown to lower cholesterol and triglyceride levels in animals who are fed a high cholesterol diet. So you get the most hesperidin out of the heart smart limes by eating much white pith as possible. So amazing. It's always funny if you go eat with me at a restaurant. One thing I'll always order is an entire lime or entire lemon. And I do that because I like the taste of them. I mean, they're extremely healthy. They make your digestive system more alkaline, and they give you energy. And they just make the water taste good. I just love the taste of them. And you know, I always get a whole lime or lemon, and the waitress always looks at me like I'm crazy. And for one, if you ask for the whole thing, it doesn't come out in these little bitty slices. And you squeeze it, and like 3 drops goes in. You can get a whole lemon, cut it in half, whole lime, cut it in half. Squeeze the whole thing in your drink, and it's fantastic. Ask for them; they'll do it for you. They may look at you a little funny, but getting the lime juice in as much as you can, or lemon juice, either one, has so many anti-cancer benefits and other benefits for your skin and for your overall digestive system. Powerful nutrients in our food. That's our food for the hour, is a lime. Start using those and watch it empower your health. 888-283-7272. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more about weight loss, also prostate issues, and ways to turn back the clock. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his 4th month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
TeamLifestyle.com and call now 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. There you can find all the information that you need. And don't forget, you can always send me an email, answer in private, or check out the web. Now, you know, our lifestyle providers, these are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. So they're all around the country. They're growing every single day. If you want to find someone to take you by the hand, check out mylifestyleproviders.com, and they can find some people there to help you get the help. Quote for the hour comes from Abu Baker. It says, knowledge is the life of the mind. It's true. Study, learn, feed your mind. Makes a big difference. Mental stress, they say, can take a bigger toll on younger women's hearts. Recently has been told women under the age of 50 who have suffered a recent heart attack are more likely to experience myocardial ischemia, which causes a decrease in blood flow to the heart. In a presence of psychological stress, a recent study at Emory University in Atlanta found, gotta love ATL, big ATL. So the myocardial infarction and mental stress study followed about 49 men and 49 women. In this, they looked at and they measured how the patients responded to two kinds of stress. One was exercise-induced stress, and the other was mental stress. And to test mental stress, participants were given public speaking tasks in which they were allotted a short amount of time to prepare a speech on real-life stressful situations. And the participants' hearts were then examined with single-photon emission computed tomography, which is called SPECT. And that kind of gives an overview of what's going on with the heart. Well, women under 50, they said in their study from the American Heart Association Scientific Sessions, said that it was a recent meeting about it, and they said, we saw a dramatic difference in mental stress-induced ischemia, specifically in younger women. In addition, when ischemia was graded in a continuous way, we saw that it was twice as severe among younger women. Dr. Viola Bosserino, who is a study lead author in the Department of Epidemiology at Rollins School of Public Health, said in a news release that two factors play a role in this. In the most dramatic difference, interleukin 6, which is a byproduct of inflammation. And the researchers noted that while the cases of the women under 50 suffering heart attacks are generally rare, the women in the study were more often poor and of a minority race, in addition to having higher rates of depression and a history of sexual abuse. So that tended to definitely show some of the differences. And if you look at the statistics like poverty, race, and depression, she said that women have more stressors. Simply if they have kids or if they're single and they have to take care of themselves. So with children. So the estrogen levels, they say, can help a woman's heart health. Maybe. In the Women's Health Initiative, examining the effects of estrogen therapy on postmenopausal women, found that this hormone therapy correlated to a significant reduction in the risk of heart disease and mortality for women in their 50s. However, the researchers noted that despite the benefits for women in their 50s, the opposite were true for women in their 70s. So the older they got, obviously, it wasn't the study wasn't as conclusive. So the earlier study by the WHI saw no change in risk. Heart disease is a big deal. And stress-related heart disease and heart-related issues is an even bigger deal. So making sure that, I guess, that they have the right support system, family members, because at the end of the day, stress, you know, we always say stress kills, like we always get dramatic about it. But stress really does. It's a big deal. And I think that's why we call it stress management, because avoiding stress in our lives tends to be very difficult. Just because the nature of life, I mean, such is life, as the quote goes. And we have so many factors that go on in our lives, from, you know, relationships to job and work, financial stress. Then you have, you know, health stressors. You start getting diagnosed with things, and your body starts breaking down in certain areas. And you start thinking, okay, what am I going to do? And you start getting concerned, and and worried and whatnot. But at the end of the day, you always want to realize that you can make changes. And it all comes down to lifestyle choices. And with risk and stress and all that goes along with it, if you really start making better lifestyle choices, you start taking a day off a week. You go to bed at a reasonable time before 11 p.m., roughly, depending on your time zone. And get the kind of sleep that you need and exercise on a regular basis. Exercise makes such a big difference. Study after study after study after study will show that exercise improves overall health. It improves your sleep. It improves your mental and cognitive functioning. It's amazing. So it's just something that simple. If we start adjusting our lifestyle choices and our lifestyle factors, then we really start to see the overall benefits. And we start to realize that we're not stuck where we are, that we really can go to the next level. And no matter what you struggle with, regardless of it, that the body, it's pretty amazing. And if it can get sick, it can also get well. And the changes that we make every single day, whatever they might be, can impact our health in a marvelous way. That's another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well over diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.